Time for another Piano Puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolph is here with me in the studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. Could be a children's song, could be a pop song, maybe a Broadway song, maybe a folk song, maybe even a familiar tune from the world of classical music, and he rewrites that tune in the style of a particular composer. We get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune that Bruce has hidden and the composer in whose style Bruce is doing the hiding. And today, Susan Liebeskind is on the line from Atlanta, Georgia. Susan, welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you. And you've been playing Piano Puzzlers for quite a while, haven't you?
Off and on, and particularly now that you have podcasts, I can download and listen to it, because I don't always get to listen to it when it's on our local station. So
download them from the website or iTunes U, either way.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that you and your husband sometimes do puzzlers together.
Yeah, he's much better than I am, but I couldn't talk him into doing this.
So he's thrown you to the wolves.
Exactly. I've been thrown to the wolves.
Well, Susan, your job, of course, to name the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. I don't know what's coming either, so we can guess together if you're having any trouble. And also, if you're having trouble with the composer, you can ask for musical clues as well. So, Susan, here's your piano puzzler. Bravo.
Whoa. I don't know. I think we're going to need some assistance here.
Well, let's start by talking about the composer and what era might we be in? What kind of style are we talking about here?
I'm going to say sort of the Romantic era.
Well, this person is a little later than that and also goes into the 20th century.
Then we go into my database. Let's see, Rachmaninoff or...
Well, go ahead and guess what you were just thinking.
Rachmaninoff?
You're correct.
Oh! That's my mother's favorite is Rachmaninoff.
Well, you never want to ignore your first thought.
That's true.
Sergei Rachmaninoff. Now, what brought Rachmaninoff to mind? Out of all the composers you could have named, you picked the exact right name.
I have no clue.
That's called intuition.
Some processing happening, but if you ask me, I couldn't tell you that. So.
Well, Bruce, what makes this puzzler in the style of Rachmaninoff?
Well, it has many of Rachmaninoff's isms in it. For one thing, it's very virtuosic and hard to play, even for me, because Rachmaninoff, I try to write them stylistically correctly, and then I wish I hadn't, because then I don't practice that much. But anyway, it also has a lot of both hands doing the same thing, like this. You know, to make it incredibly powerful and loud. And it has some harmonies that are Rachmaninoff. And it also had some left-hand motifs like this, which is very Rachmaninoff. And he also loves chromatic scales, which are all over the place. So that's basically, I think, enough to make it Rachmaninoff.
Now, Susan, about that tune...
Oh, gosh. I'm going to ask to hear that again. I couldn't quite pick
that
up.
Okay, good. I'll just start it again.
Okay.
I'm going to play the same thing, but I'm not going to bombast my way through it. And then later on... It's a spiritual.
I don't think I I know it, or if I know it, I'm going to kick myself, but it's not coming to me.
Right.
I'm going to kick myself, too.
I'm not too...
This train... Should I sing it for you? This train is bound for glory.
Okay.
This train... Oh, you
okay.
do know
now
it.
I do. Yeah, I should kick myself. I do know that, but it just wasn't coming to me.
Well, in the style of Rachmaninoff, and you nailed that part of the piano puzzler, Susan.
I don't get it, but that's great.
Susan Liebeskind from Atlanta, Georgia. What's your public radio station?
WABE.
WABE, right in the heart of Atlanta. Susan, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.